Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, if you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
But in the scope of the universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
From the 2G's. Welcome. This is the 2G Show on the Blog Talk Radio Station. And we're glad you joined us today and spend a little bit of your day on a Saturday with us. This is NG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show by the capable. And he's funny. It's Gigi. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, like I said, happy Valentine's Day. I hope you're spending it with your significant other. Take care of some business here. You want to reach us? 619-393-6728. You can listen on your phone. You can also hit the one button that raises your hand. That one means you want to get in. Make a comment, ask a question, make a sarcastic remark. We don't care. Get on in. Got the chat room going right now if you're on the computer or maybe a little handheld device. Both myself and G are in the chat room, so you can get with us that way if you that's the way you want to do it. Like I said, happy Valentine's Day. Also, Tuesday, want to say a happy birthday to the best lady in the whole world, Lady Bugs, mom, the Tucci's mom, 85 years young. Want to say happy birthday to mom. And real quick before I turn over to G, I got a new roommate. Want to welcome Max to the household, a little pup that came in Tuesday. So got Max in there. All right, G, what you got so far?
Well, first of all, I would also want to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. And, of course, you know, happy birthday to Mom, you know, a favorite lady. Of course, you know, during the week, we lost a few people this week, and I want to give our condolences to these great men. We lost a couple in the basketball world. Of course, the giant Dean Smith, coach of North Carolina for so many years, one of the great coaches of college basketball. And we also lost the guy that I liked, Jerry Tarkanian. He was the UNLV, the Running Rebels. He always had that towel in his mouth, Jerry Tarkanian. He always fought the NCAA, always something going on with him. But Dean Smith at 83 and Jerry Tarkanian at 84. We also lost a great golfer this past week, Billy Casper. You know, he was right up there with the Giants, the Nicklaus, the Palmers. He was, you know, battling them. He won his couple of PGA events. We also lost a journalist, a news guy from 60 Minutes, who died in a car accident in New York, Bob Simon. You all know who Bob Simon is. He's done a lot of great pieces. And he was also, back in 91, he was captive during the Gulf War. He got captive, and he was held for 40 days. He did make it out alive, and he has a book called 40 Days. And also we lost this guy right here. See if you remember who he is. Well, there's a short snippet. Of course, our great production, you know, we have here. I don't know if you remember that voice, but one of my favorite shows I watched when I grew up, it was kind of silly, but it did come out. Yeah, you know, you had Goldie Hawn came off that show laughing. That was the great announcer there, Gary Owens, who's passed away this week at the age of 80. So our condolences go out to all their families from the 2G show.
He did more than just the laughing, right? That name sounds familiar, like he did game shows. And no, did just that show laughing?
Well, he did. He's mostly known for laughing, but he's done a lot of things. You are absolutely right. But I always remember him as doing that standard announcing thing with his hand to his ear, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, the laughing, which was kind of silly. But to me, you know, Rowan and Martin's laughing was just, you know, here comes the judge, Sakatumi, all these sayings came out of that show. It was,
brother, I got to tell you something while we're on the air. My computer has just gone haywire, so I'm going to have to restart the computer. I can stay on the phone, but anyone in the chat room or something, you got to take care of it. It's going crazy. The screen's going nuts right now, brother, nuts. It's like the poltergeist right now. So I got to do a hard shutdown. And then it takes about 30 minutes to get it shut off. I mean, turn back on. So let me turn it back on. Sorry about that. If you're in the chat room, you got to talk to G because I am out of it. Okay. All right, but you're still there, right?
Yeah, still there, bro.
Okay. All right, good. I thought maybe if I got knocked off, it was going to knock off the whole thing. Let's get rapid fire.
Just one thing before you get into that rapid fire thing there, brother. You can't make this thing up. You know, you know who Riley Cooper is?
Riley Cooper, he's not the guy on the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, he's the guy on the Philadelphia Eagles. And this time it's not really his fault, but listen to this. You know, the football players, they come out with a calendar. And who do you think is on the February calendar, which is the Black History Month? Is they put Riley Cooper as that month. I mean, you know, and the Eagles came out. The Eagles came out and said that they have no control over it. I mean, really, you have no control over your own magazine, your own things that come out. I mean, it even the NFL has to agree to this, because if you're going to do anything on the NFL, you got to, you know. But out of all the months, put Riley Cooper on the Black History in February.
Is this the Philadelphia Eagles calendar or the NFL calendar? Eagles. Yeah, the Eagles. You would think they put a black guy in there, but this is the same guy that had that trouble made last year, not this past football season, the one before where he was he was engulfed in some sort of controversy over black thing he said or something.
Yeah, he got mad one time. He was out in a concert or something. He was drunk and his way or something, and he starts spurring those racial tones about the blacks and everything. I mean, he shouldn't even be on the calendar. You know what I mean? He should be nowhere near the calendar. And not only is he not on the calendar, he's on the February month.
Yeah, you really can't make that stuff up. That's your truth. You can't make that up. on that unbelievable. Okay, well, we got a lot to cover here. Let's go into our favorite little owner. I've always said this. 3/4 of my teams in New York are controlled by two horrible owners. The Wilpons with the Mets, and you got James Dolan with the Rangers and the Knicks. Rangers have had a little bit more success. I think the Knicks have won one playoff game, or playoff series, I should say, since this guy took over took over from his father. James Dolan, brother, this week, I guess he gets a lot of emails, I'm sure. A lot of them probably not nice emails, no doubt about it, okay? But a fan wrote to him. Guy's been a fan for many, many years, and I wish we could read it. We don't have the time. And then James Dolan came back with a vicious, is it the worst thing in the world? No. But he came back with an email that it just was ridiculous. What's your thoughts on that, brother?
Why does this not surprise me with this James Dolan? You wonder why the Knicks are so messed up. You know, first of all, he doesn't even care about the Rangers. You know, I don't even think he knows he has a hockey. You know what I mean? That's not his passion. He leaves that to Glenn Slater, and it's amazing how Glenn Slater can keep his job. But it's been somewhat successful. We have made the playoffs, and we make the Finney. But this basketball team, this guy who's 73 years old or something, they had season tickets for 50 years, wrote in that he's sick and tired and that the Dolan should give up the team. Okay? Instead of coming back and say, listen, I understand you're hurt, and we're all like that, you know. How about coming to a game or something with me, and we can discuss, you know. No, not Dolan. He starts calling the guy an alcoholic, embarrassed to your family, and why don't you go for the Nets?
But isn't the worst thing in the whole world? No. But you know what I was hoping for? Why couldn't there have been a black guy writing this? I think Dolan's too smart for this, I think. Why couldn't he make some stupid, ridiculous, racist comment or something? Something that really would get him kicked out. Why can't he go that far? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, he's a dummy, but not a total dummy, you know what I mean? I mean, here's a guy who got lucky. He took the team over from his father. I mean, he's got zillions of billions of money. He could care less, this guy, you know, because as soon as this guy gives up his season ticket, there's another idiot behind him who's going to buy it. I mean, which I don't understand why anybody ever goes to the Knicks games right now. I mean, enough is enough. But, I was hoping that somewhere along this letter about alcoholics, maybe they can get mad at him or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, AA or NA, one of those organizations will come out.
Yeah, somebody who has a bad thing on alcoholism. I mean, how do you call a guy, you know, you're an alcoholic, you're an embarrassment to your family, and why don't you go become a Nets fan? I mean, what owner does? You know what I mean? We have no hope for this team, I'm telling you, no hope.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I don't understand why these people go. And going to stay on the same note here, they got the All-Star game here, and you know, all these people talking about the world's most famous arena, blah, 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 blah. I said, why? That's long gone. It amazes me. They keep talking that the Knicks franchise, Madison Square Garden, is some sort of – it's gone, brother. I mean, come on.
The world's famous arena, I mean, I guess it's real famous for everybody who goes in there who beats us and scores 50 points, you know. That's the reason why. I mean, they get notoriety because everybody who goes in there, any stars, they outplay us. But it's a shame because I go back to the early days. To 69 and the 73, and I watch how great basketball was in this town and how great it was played with the Buescher and Frazier and Willis Reed. To see this garbage that we got now, it's an embarrassment. When people ask me what basketball team, I kind of mumble it, the Knicks, because I'm totally embarrassed the way this organization is running.
It really is, brother. It's amazing how people go to these games. It just drives you crazy. But we can stay on the same topic real quick. You're talking about Carmelo Anthony. You know, again, I don't think the Knicks woes and all this kind of stuff is Carmelo Anthony's fault. I'm going to say that. I'm going to keep saying it. But and all the superstars that we can get, this isn't the kind of guy, in my opinion, that can single-handedly, like, let's not be fair to compare to LeBron James, but it's not the guy that you're going to lead to a championship. Again, not his fault. Great scorer, great player. But now he's playing with this injury, and sometimes I'm very critical of people. They sneeze, and they pull a little muscle they don't want to play. Here's a guy who's making an attempt to play. But you got to be smart. Okay, he's got a torn thing in his knee. The team has got 9 wins. I know you're a competitor, but now you're going to play the All-Star game. And you know, it's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. But you're going to shut it down or you're not going to shut it down. I think you should shut it down, brother. I mean, we're not going anywhere this year. Agree, disagree?
Well, first of all, I agree with you that he's gonna shut it down after this. And I know a lot of people have been on him that he shouldn't play, but I was torn with this. I said, I don't want him to play.
Yeah.
I don't want him to get hurt.
Me too.
But yet, I don't, you know, the fans go out, you know, and this is New York, you know, this is his hometown. The fans voted him in. And I don't know if it's a selfish thing or not, but he did say that he wants to be there just for the fans who voted him in. So I'm just hoping that he gets out there, you know, takes a shot and gets off and shut it down. I mean, you got 10 wins, the worst record in basketball. Shut it down, get well, because next year is the year that we're supposed to, be, you know, start. Everybody comes off the books, and then maybe we can build a team. But so I was torn about it in the beginning. I didn't want him to play, but as long as he just plays, just get out there a couple of minutes and gets off. I'm fine with it, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you, brother. Like I said, he'd be damned if he doesn't, damned if he does. He doesn't play. People complain. We voted you in, blah, blah, blah. My issue was, you know, you're playing every other game with a Nick. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like you said, go out there, take a couple of shots, and then get off the court and shut it down. Easy for me to say, but overall, it's a no-brainer. Shut it down, and let's save him for next year, get the surgery, and move on. Brother, I'm not staying with sports here, brother. Stay with sports. One thing I love in August, the end of August, I watch every game. I'm sorry, brother. I watch every game in ESPN, and this is on my bucket list. I want to go up to Pennsylvania one day, and I want to watch one of these games. Because I get into it so much. I'm talking about the Little League World Series. And last year we had a team from Chicago. The year prior, they almost made it. They didn't get to Williamsport. And then they finally reloaded, and this team was dynamite, the Chicago team. They won the United States final. They won it, and they played Korea and lost. Now it comes out that they broke the rules. They were taking people from like the suburbs and out of district. Any thoughts on the Little League World Series, brother, and Chicago team?
I know how much you enjoy this Little League. I've been watching it from way back, but not as back then. They only played the last few games, and just until recently, ESPN got involved in this, and they make a ton of money on this thing to exploit. I mean, they're exploiting kids. I mean, they make a ton of money, and this is what kills me about this, okay? This Chicago team, everybody wanted to feel a good feel. They went to see the president and all, and then it turns out that they took kids from another district, which is wrong. You know, they made an all-star team, okay? They cheated, as far as I'm concerned, to get an upper hand. And you have, what the hell is Jesse Jackson doing involved in this as soon as the big story shows up? I mean, this is why the leadership stinks. And then the president says that, you know, you can't stop what these, you know, marvel what these kids did. No. You know, you had the mayor coming out and saying that these kids, you know, they still achieved. No, they didn't achieve nothing. They cheated. The whole freaking district cheated. Why don't you just come out and say, listen, you know, I'm ashamed of what happened in Chicago. Okay, brief message. We can't cheat, you know. Come out with be a leader. Be a leader. Show kids what happens when you cheat, that this is wrong. Don't say that you still promote these kids. I mean, I know they're only 12 years old and all, but you can't do that. Okay, you can't say that. You cheated. Be a leader. Come on out and say, we'll get to the bottom of this. This won't happen again. We're sorry what we've done. And we'll make, you know. But no, they don't say that. The mayor's trying to get the thing back. To them, you know, they cheated. And when you cheated, you get caught. You have to pay a price for it. Unfortunately, those kids are going to be involved in it. But they knew what they were doing, and they knew what they were doing was wrong.
Yeah, but I can agree more to say that, you know, we're getting to now, you know, Little League Baseball, you know, and these people are going to cheat. And I just feel bad, you know, for the kids that they played. You know, in the regional tournaments and stuff, you know, maybe they wouldn't have won. They could have. Maybe they wouldn't have won. Maybe another team could have got to Williamsport, which was a big deal to get there. So you're right. And, of course, you know, again, Jesse Jackson, the president, they always want to get involved in things like this. It drives you crazy.
It drives me crazy when Jesse Jackson, you know, and, everybody's involved in it. The parents, the coaches, everybody's involved in this cheating thing. And it's a shame. It's a shame for the kids. You know, you might have had a kid who was 17th on the list, and he couldn't play because you go out and get somebody from somewhere else. You know, and then they're trying to make excuses for them. Stop with the excuses. Everybody wants to cheat now and make an excuse for it. Okay, let's stand up. We got caught. We did something wrong. Let's admit we did something wrong, and let's be a good example to the kids and say that when you do something wrong, you have to pay a price.
Yeah. What message are you sending to these kids if you're going to be able to cheat? Again, I don't have that against the kids, the 12, 13, 11, 12, 13 years old. You know, they probably felt it was okay. The adults in their lives say, hey, no, we could do this. So I don't have anything with them. All right, but keep moving on. My computer is still loading. It's giving me problems. So when the show is over, you might have to be the one. I don't know if you can do that to shut it down. Because right now I'm having a lot of problems with this thing. I don't even know if it's going to load. Something's going on with it. So, I want to talk about, you said in the pre-meeting about you have Warren Sapp and you have Rice, two football players. What were your thoughts on that?
I don't understand these football players. Like, let's say Warren Sapp. He's a big name. He's got a nice contract. He's turning his life around. Who knows? You make about $700,000 with the NFL. And then you go out and do something stupid like go and try to hire a prostitute. When you could have got a private jet and you've been up in a half hour, you could have been in Vegas, you know. I mean, plus, I don't even think you have to do that. You're Warren Sapp, okay? But I never understand these guys. How many examples do these people need? They just keep doing stupid things, you know? Like, the thing is over, go home. I don't understand it. And, of course, Ray Rice, who apologized to everybody. I mean, I guess we make a mistake. But unfortunately, somewhere along the line, we have to have an example. We have to stop somewhere and let people know that, you know, I'm sorry, if you do anything like this, it's going to be a hard time getting back into the league. I really don't know if I guess he can get another opportunity. He was on the decline, but I mean, to me personally, anytime you do something stupid, you don't deserve to go back to where you were. You want to get another job, go be a busboy somewhere and see how it is. I mean, you know, I mean, yeah. So many stupid things going on out there in the football world. It's crazy.
I agree, brother. It never ceases. Well, it shouldn't, but never ceases to amaze me about that. And you say you have Rice on there making the apology. I mean, there's got to be certain things that you do that you just can't get back in. I know people have different opinions. You know, they'll say something about, you know, Vic, the dogs, and he got back in. I mean, I don't know. I go both ways on that subject. All right, brother. Again, brother, you're going to have to be the one to shut it down because, yeah, I'm having problems. This might not even work anymore, this computer. I mean, I had it almost 9 years, so eventually it's going to go. And, of course, it picks Saturday between 5 and 5:30 that has to go. Not Monday night or Wednesday afternoon, but Saturday between 5 and 5:30. You can't make that up. I really wanted to play something. I can't do it now, but I don't know, the Grammys. I don't watch that crap anymore. I honestly don't watch it. I think it's supposed to be, you know, picking out the best, musicians and stuff, but it's a popularity contest, really. It's like the American Music Awards. You just call it that. It's the same crap. But anyway, last week, Beck, I guess he won. It was a surprise win. Best Album of the Year or Song of the Year. I can't even keep track with that crap. He won. And here comes Kanye West again. As everyone remembers a couple of years back when I think Taylor Swift won, he ran up there, you know, and made a big thing about Beyonce should have won, blah, blah, blah. And here Beck wins. Guy plays 12 instruments, 12 or 14, writes his own songs. I mean, I'm not a Beck fan. I don't even know if I ever heard anything from him. But Beyonce, he goes up there again, brother, again. This time he didn't make a speech, though. He acted like he was going to do it and sit down. And there's a cab guy from New York, and you got to check this out. Maybe next week I'll play who goes off on this guy. Kanye West, sit down. Brother, I'm annoyed with this guy. Enough, brother. Enough.
I mean, you already was recommended by whatever the word is to Obama told him to stop acting childish. I mean, if I was up there and he came up there and I had the statue in my hand, I was so happy I would stretch my hands and bop him right in the back of the head. Somebody needs to teach him a lesson. You know, he doesn't go up on the other people. You know, he'll take a beck. A guy's soft. You know what I mean? Taylor Swift who just came onto the scene. You know, but I go up there. I swear I would hit him in the back of the head and tell him to get off stage. I mean, and enough is enough. He's not even. I don't know what they see in this guy to me. He's not talent. He stinks.
No, I agree.
He stinks. So something has to be done. Something has to be stopped. I mean, and no one does anything about this. Just don't invite him anymore to the Grammys. And you're absolutely right. They want to seem like they're so much smarter than us. Let's pick up an album like Beck, who nobody's listening to, you know, and let's make it album of the year. You know, they pick all these absurd things, and you know, I'm done with. I was done a while ago when the top song by Latrane was up there, and they couldn't even get nominated, you know, for their song. So I was done with the Grammys a long time ago.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even doubt the Grammys did it on purpose, knowing that Beyonce was in that category, and they're gonna go out the mainstream and back. And maybe they want the publicity because look, the two G's, one of the most famous internet radio shows, is talking about it right now. See, so what's gonna happen one day before we move on? I hope someone gets in a fight. I hope someone gets injured, maybe, you know, because he's gonna go on stage again, and someone's gonna fight him, and then they're gonna go, "Why did you do this? And why you knew?" That's what's gonna happen. He ain't gonna go up there if you have if Kiss wins or something like that. Because they're not going to put up with it. Okay, so enough with Kanye West. Sit down. Damn, guys, can't stand him. All right, brother, make sure you can't stand. Make sure we got about, look at my clock here.
3 minutes.
We got about 4 minutes,
I got 3 minutes to go.
Got 3 minutes. Let's go real quick. Maybe we have The Walking Dead started. Fantastic show. Again, the black people are coming out. Oh, again, I don't want to give spoilers away, but whatever the ending was, they're saying the black people are getting mad. We just added more black characters. A white character died last week. I mean, give me a break. Fantastic show. I mean, this show, it can't top me, and it keeps topping it. What'd you think about the first episode?
It doesn't make you breathe. We just, you know, one person died. We were just getting over that. And then, bingo, they hit you with another one. And what's good about this show is that you don't know who's going to go. Who's going to go next? Could you just let them live a little bit? Could you leave our group alone for a little bit? You know what I mean? But fantastic episode. I mean, it was done so well. Sorry to see the person who died go. But enough with the racism and all this crap. You know what I mean? I mean, I get sick of that because they're killing everybody off. Not just the blacks, but why everybody's getting killed off on that show.
I agree. It was good seeing some of the old characters back, you know, the governor and other people. I thought it was fantastic when they did that. Okay, brother. Well, I think we're about 2 minutes or so down. The show went by real quick. Any final thoughts? And make sure you tune Big Dave at the end of the show. Any final thoughts here, brother?
Yeah, once again, I want to say, you know, happy birthday to our mom, who is a fantastic lady. I mean, we know her. It's a shame that not everybody else knows her, but whoever does will understand how we feel about her. Just one hell of a great lady. I just want to wish you know, everybody again happy Valentine's Day, and thanks for listening around the world on your computer, on your phone, on your tablets, wherever you're listening. We appreciate it. And Billy, great job, and adios, muchachos, and everybody, take it easy.
Again, brother, yes, happy birthday, Mom, Tuesday. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how strong a woman that lady is. I mean, a lot of aches, pains, never dips down. You know, she's always out there, you know, always trying to help. She never, you know, walks down the stairs if she has to. She's a very, very strong woman. You realize that. Maybe we did, but amazing, really an amazing lady. We'll be back next week, so make sure you tell your friends, family about us. We'll be here. I hope you are, too. So for TG, this is MG. Good night, America.
about the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning. Something is missing.